Welcome to Standing By, an after-show special with our star-studded cast of The Bystanders, hosted by creators Ash Lenzian, Heather Morris, and myself, Jacqueline Hales. You may know today's guest from a tiny little show called The Office, or maybe you saw him seduce us all with his dancing skills in The Proposal. I'm, of course, talking about the funny and fun Oscar Nunez. Enjoy.
I'm telling you, she's already putting things together.
Hello?
She sees everything.
I already saw you through the window.
See? Okay. No one say anything murdery. Especially you, Rick.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Hey, honey, what's happening?
So you really are hanging out with the weirdo neighbors from around the complex, like you said.
I never said. I'm sure I must have said new friends from around the complex.
Nice save, Phil.
Yeah, we're here with Oscar, who plays Phil Absconder in our fun show, The Bystanders. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Yeah. So, name of the show is Bystanders, so we want to ask you, have you ever been a bystander? Have you ever had a moment where...
Fess up!
Good
fess
or
up.
Bad, you know?
Tell us.
I'm sure I have. Let me see if I remember one. I've done both. I've bystanded and I've involved myself. I've done both.
There's a time and a place.
Yes, there's a time and a place, and it's... You feel better when you get involved than just being a bystander. Mm. Whatever happens, you feel better when you get involved than just, because I've done both. But you have to be careful too, because it's, you guys, it's weird. It's weird out there.
It's true.
I'm on Twitter and it drives me crazy. So I take lots of breaks. And there's a lot of, stuff with feminism going on right now. And I remember growing up, when I grew up in the 70s and 80s in New York City, that catcalling thing, seems like a funny sketch, but it's not, it's real. Guys would go, hey, what's up, man? All the
it
time
makes me
in New York
so
City.
Uncomfortable.
There was not a day that went by that I would walk down the street and guys would catcall any girl that, and not all the time, but sometimes I would go, dude, come on. And there's no quicker way to get into a physical fight with another guy then interrupt them from harassing or messing with another woman. And every time I did it, it would escalate really quickly. But I do it sometimes. But it was constant. Now it's less. I've been to New York. But when I was growing up there, when I was a teenager, I was a messenger in New York, always hanging out in New York. All the time, guys would mess. They couldn't let a woman walk down the street without some kind of comment.
That is true. Do you think it's less because of things like the Me Too movement? Like that's really just rippled throughout society. Like guys are just afraid
yes,
to do it.
Yes, I do. And I think women just are turning around and saying, what's wrong with you? What do you want? What did you say? What?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel more confident nowadays, maybe not because I'm older, but that like there's more people behind me like to be like, absolutely not. Don't do that. Like, fuck
don't
off.
Do that. That's right. Yeah. It was a different time. And also they didn't have time because it happened so much. It was insane.
Yeah.
The amount of harassment.
Almost desensitized to it.
And the guys would do it on reflex.
It.
Yes. Every day. I was a messenger,
like
so I was delivering
like
stuff all over New York City. I was always on the street, walking up and down the streets. Mm. And I would see it constantly.
Everywhere.
I feel it was almost like reactionary for them. Like they probably didn't even think about it. They were just like, hey, buddy. Like
that's
it was
right.
just like they're in their
allowed,
brain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, I'm sure in a way is like, don't you like this? I'm telling you, you're beautiful. I'm telling you, I desire you. I'm telling you, you look great right here. But it's like, not in that way. Do women really particularly like it? Maybe some do. Yeah.
No. Do not cut them slack. Not cut them any slack. It's.
Can I play devil's advocate though? And like,
I don't care what they're thinking. What's that?
Yeah.
Can I play devil's advocate though for like the women who call it guys? Like, and I've seen it happen and they're like, I don't care. I feel free. I feel great. And they're like, hey,
that's okay.
Like, but
that's okay.
But how is that?
That's okay. Like you think
it's okay. Because at the end of the day, a woman can't take a man and throw him against the wall and kill her with her physical strength. Men have testosterone in their bodies. We can go from 0 to 60 like that for no reason and be crazy in a rageful, murderous thing. And women aren't like that.
Men and dad's strength is a whole different strength that I.
It's a whole other
known.
Thing. Women can do whatever they want. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. be a bigger person. If I weigh 60 pounds more than someone, and you know, I like there's kids and you see them, like children come to visit my daughter, and I'm old school, and it's like there's a brother and he's 8 years old, and there's a sister who's 4, and she hits him and he hits her, and he has two mothers, and they're like, well, she hit him first, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. And I say his name, I'm like, dude, you, but she hit me first, Oscar, and he wants to hit her. I'm like, you can't. That's part of being a big brother. If she hits you, I'm sorry she hit you, but you can't hit her back. You weigh 40 pounds more than she does.
Yeah.
He's this big and you're this big. You can't hit her back. Hit me if you want. You want to wrestle with me? You want to play judo or something? But you cannot hit your sister. You can't.
Yeah. I need to hit another boy. Hit a girl. My older son beats up on the younger one because the younger one's like feisty and like punches them. And
boy, a boy?
Like, they're both boys.
Dang, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, like, I need to use that. You just can't. You can't hit your younger brother because he's smaller than you.
Yes. Yes, you don't want him to. How many years? Yeah.
They're 2 years, but Eli is like a 10-year-old basically in size.
They're 2 years apart?
They're 2 years apart.
The other guy will catch up in no time, and then it'll be the other way around. Five years is a lot. 2 years, it's like, 5 years is a, five or more is a big age difference for one kid to be really hurting another kid. If it's fun wrestling and the kids mature, all kids are different. Some kids are a little more in control of their bodies than other children.
Yeah.
So I want to flip the switch on this really quick because I am a dancer myself. And we of course know you as this like neighborhood stripper on The Proposal. And loved it. I want to know, like, how did you have to prepare for that?
It was one of my favorite auditions because most of the audition was just putting like music on a radio and dancing like an idiot. And I'm like, I can do that. That's a fun audition for me. And then the director is Anne Flesher, and she started as a dancer when she came to Los Angeles. She was a dancer in Cardiff, and then she became a director. So she loves dance and everything. And I can kind of move and dance, and I like dancing. And I'm like, I'm going to go to Boston because that's where we shot. And I'm like, I'm going to get there. And then they're like, well, you have to get here like a week early and we're going to do some rehearsal for dances. And I'm like, oh, how dare they? I don't need. And my wife's like, pump the brakes. What is wrong with you? Of course you need to rehearse. You're not Baryshnikov. You can't just go there and wing it. This is a movie. So I'm like, ugh, whatever. And I went there and then they had a choreography and they helped. And that scene in the strip. In the strip bar where I come out from the top thing.
Yeah.
And there's a rope and I hang on it and I let myself down. When he did it the first time, he peeks out and he leapt and he landed on the floor.
The choreographer.
Like Spider-Man. Yeah. The choreographer. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do that. He's like 20 years old. I'm like, put a rope. And he's like, oh, it'll put a rope. And then I just let myself down, which is still funny. But yeah, we choreographed it and it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, because you have to prepare for the cameras. It's not just like you think it'd be all fun and games when you're like, I can dance. Obviously, I can get from wherever you want me to get. But like,
I'm an idiot. Crew, they had to do, of course, they need to block it and all that.
It is so brilliant how you played that character. He makes me laugh so much.
It was so fun.
It was so good.
Guess what, you guys?
What?
It's in discussions now, but I might be going traveling in April or May to do another movie with Sandra.
Oh,
congrats.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, how exciting.
Congratulations.
That'd be amazing. Will you dance in that one?
No, but it's silly. It's a silly
so,
world.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
Love silly. Yeah. We love world. Silly.
She does silly yay. World great too.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best. She texted me on my phone. She's like, it's Sandra Bullock. I'm screaming. Cause it was the capitals. She's like, are you doing this? What's going on? And I'm like, oh my God, Sandra Bullock.
You're like, yeah. Having a full gleek out moment.
Yeah. Oh, she's that. Really cool. She's a really cool person.
I love to hear that.
Yeah. I do too.
I'm a fan. Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. She's fan worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
People should like her.
Yeah. She's great. She's been great for just so many years. All the things she's done. Yeah,
classic.
How fun.
So I have a kind of a question for us. This is all about neighbors and being not good neighbors and having then, you know, sometimes random groups of friends come together in our lives out of nowhere from the oddest places. So I wanted to know if you have any weird neighbor stories or any odd groups of friends that have come from unlikely places, anything like that.
Well, our neighbors, next door now are very nice. They're a young married couple, and we got lucky because it's kind of like we share the same driveway, and then there's houses are separate. We share the same driveway coming up. So that's really cool. And when I first moved here to Los Angeles, I was waiting tables and I made friends with four or five guys, and we're still friends to this day. This is like 30 years ago. And they're all characters and stuff, but one of them was and still is. He's actually he presided over our marriage, Ursula and me. But I remember he's half nuts. And when we were first living together, we lived in a house, and then one of us were getting apartments separate, but we'd still remain friends. It's very incestuous, but we all knew each other because we waited tables together. And he catered once at one place, at some place, and we went over his house, and he's hanging out, and he's like, "I just did a catering job, you guys, yesterday, and I've got lots of food." And we're like, "Oh," because we're always starving. And I'm like, and we're like, "Well, what's going on?" And he goes, "I've got salmon, I've got hard boiled eggs, I've got steak, I've got potato salad, macaroni salad, because I did a catering job, and I, you know, they give you food at the end, so I took all the food, so I've got food in the fridge. Help yourselves." And we're like, "Oh, cool, cool." So we're talking, whatever. And I'm like, watching TV, and I'm like, "I'm peckish. Let me go get some of that delicious food Eric said he got at the catering place. All these delicious foods." So I go in and open the refrigerator, and I don't see anything. There's just a big, like a hefty garbage bag tied, stuffed in there. And I'm like, "Huh." And I close the refrigerator, and I go back. I go, "Eric, where's the potato salad and salmon steak?" And he goes, "It's in there. It's in there." I said, "I don't see anything in there. There's just a big bag." He's like, "Come on." So we go back in the fridge, and he opens it, and he opens the bag, and he goes, "Look," he had thrown, because he's a caveman animal. Everything he said was true, but it was all thrown in a disgusting bag. And we all start, and I started,
"Help yourself."
Most of the stuff he does for effect, because he knows the effect he has on people. And we start laughing. We're like, "You're insane." He's like, "It's in there. It's in there." And he gets a plate. "Here, have some." And he shovels it out, and it's a disgusting mound of everything he said, which is separate, delicious. And he's like, "It's food." And we're like, "Dude, come on.
It's all going to the same place. What?"
Yeah. Disgusting. Ooh. But when he said it, he's like, "I got salmon. I got steak." I'm like, "Oh, he's growing up." And I expected like little compartments, like a normal person. Yeah, I'm like, "Dude, sure. There's just a garbage bag in there." He's like, "Open it up. It's in there. Look." So unappetizing.
I would die.
Did you eat anything? Did you still?
I don't think I did. He could have eaten that.
You're like, "I'm good, actually.
Yeah, thanks."
Maybe if you had that drink that Lexi gives you and
a mind melter.
Mind melter.
Maybe.
And then tried to eat it, it would have happened.
Hey, did you guys feel the earthquake yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where was everybody? How bad? Because I was in Huntington Beach and I felt it pretty heavy. Did you guys?
I'm in the hills. I'm up on Mulholland. I felt it.
Yeah.
I'm in Woodland Hills and it woke it. Taylor and I up. We were both like,
yeah, it woke me up. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was huge, but it's always scary when that happens because you're like, is something going to happen afterwards? Is there going to be a second one?
Or is it going to come back? I always wonder that too, where I'm like, prepare yourself. Is this just,
am I about to get up and have to go under the desk?
Is this just like a little warning sign of like, yes, get ready? It's like, no.
I was on a second floor. I was in a hotel. So I was like, we're good, right?
Not here.
We're good.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
One time I was in Japan and we were on like a 60-story tall hotel room. And I was on the second floor. And it was big one. It lasted like 10 seconds.
Everything
was shaking. And I was like, I'm going to die. I'm literally going to die.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do but wait.
You didn't? You didn't die?
I didn't die, you guys.
Crazy. Speaking of, one last question, Oscar. Have you ever killed anyone?
Excuse me? I can't hear you. You guys, bad disconnection.
And
what if I was stupid enough to say, yes, I did. You guys, you caught me 2 years ago. I had a problem. No.
Well, what would you kill for? What or who?
If it was self-defense or something, like if someone broke into the house, God forbid, this is so morbid. You'd have no choice, right? You'd have no choice.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. I used to think like when I was little, I'm like, I'm going to live my whole life without killing someone. I can do that. And I'm like, maybe not. I don't know.
What an interesting thought at a young age. I'm going to live my whole life never
will kill I have to kill someone.
I won't kill anybody.
What's on the record?
I can do this. What a low bar.
I can do this.
You're 14 years old. What have you done? I've never murdered anyone yet.
Plenty of time
work
still.
At your pet shop.
Yeah, I think I asked myself multiple times in a year, like, what would I have to kill for? Definitely for my children. Like,
your family, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm always like, guess what? What would it be? How would they go out?
Oh,
how would
my
I do
God.
It?
Yeah.
And then you start to think and you're like, I don't think I can do this, guys.
It has to be an impulse.
I'd rather kill someone than be killed by someone. And then I'll feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not have to do it either.
That's right. True.
I mean, ideally.
I mean, we all hope that that's just not in our cards, you know?
Well, thanks for appeasing us with that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a random one.
Just
we throw
making
in there.
Sure everybody's, you know, we didn't do any background checks. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honor
yeah.
code here.
Yeah.
And Phil's a fugitive. So we just got to double check.
I hear August at the door. I don't know what she's doing out there.
Cute.
Yeah. Eli was watching her doing her session and he was like, he was loving it. He was like, how old is she? It's so excited.
She was 8 and a half yesterday.
Oh.
She told us, I'm 8 and a half today. We're like, okay.
Cute.
Keeping track.
That's smart.
Yeah. For all our listeners, August is Oscar's daughter and she plays Frankie in this. And so she's a delight. We had so much fun with her. And
she's also, you guys, there's a cartoon called City of Ghosts on Netflix, which she's like the lead of that. And it's
I auditioned
a really
for
cool
that.
Cartoon.
I didn't know she did the lead.
Oh,
have
cool.
you seen it? It's really good.
I watched it. What's it? It's on Netflix?
I think it's on Netflix.
I'll have to check it out.
Awesome.
Is it City of Ghosts? I think it's called City
of Ghosts.
Cool. Yeah.
Your kids will love it. It's really good.
Oh, cute. Fun.
I got to do that.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to know, are you, did you keep watching The Crown? Did you finish?
Yes.
You did? Was it everything you wanted it to be? I didn't finish.
I love The Crown. And then they did the interview and I'm like, oh, I knew that, but I didn't want to know it. The Oprah interview and everyone's hating on the family. I'm like, I guess. The thing is, like, all they needed, the queen didn't have to say anything. All that needed to happen was Meghan's sister-in-law just had to come out and go, hey, you know, everyone's picking on her and everyone picked on everyone. But when they pick on her, it has a racist thing and that's not cool. And we stand by her. That's all they had to do. That's all they had to do. The queen didn't have to say anything. No one had to, all her sister-in-law just had to come up and stand up for her. And they couldn't even do that. So
what did the queen say? Did the queen say something?
But all their statements are bullshit and they're stupid and they're not apologies. Someone just had to come out and be real. Let it be an in-law. Let it be her sister-in-law who married into the family.
Yeah.
And just come out and go, hey, I stand with my sister-in-law. It's not cool that you guys are because it's the press saying these awful things about her.
Yeah.
So and that was that's all they had to do. It was so easy. And they couldn't even do that.
They never can.
Paralyzed by fear. They never can. They never can.
I wonder what those like, what does she call it? The
institution or whatever?
Institution. I wonder what the institution is and what it's like.
It's the institution is the crown and the crown is the institution. They make it seem like that they can't do anything. Sure, they can. They can speak. No one's going to turn against them. This was their way out of being stodgy and racist and weird and to step into the 21st century. Harry gave it to them, a beautiful way out for them to just say and be normal. And they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. Mm. You know, it's so frustrating. And you know, it was Prince Charles who brought up the color of the child. What shade, what tone? It was the father. Harry and the father are it's, I feel so bad for Harry and Meghan, for both of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Gosh, timing of all that. It just seems like, you know, we're just, there's so much right now. That's just like coming out.
You have to break one way. You could break good and break bad. Just break good. Just it's good. What's the
we're already.
I always say, I'm like, looking back on history, do you want to be on the right side of history books or do you not? Like, do you want to say I did the right thing at that time? Or were you paralyzed by like your own?
Well, that's what's crazy.
People don't know.
Everyone thinks that they're doing the right thing, right?
Right.
It's like you have to imagine they do, but that's what's so tricky about it all. Everyone thinks they're right.
They I think that they're smart enough to know that it's they're reacting to fear, because what I think happens is the press, which runs England, that terrible press, the press says to them, don't defend her. Don't put us down, because then if you do, then you're fair game. We're going to go back at you guys. Mm. And we have so much. I mean, for Christ's sake.
Fight fear with
fear. Yes, yeah. It's fear. Mm-hmm. Fear of
and
what
it
the
doesn't work.
Do
have we not?
If they stand up to her, if they stand up to the press.
Yeah. 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 The press controls America too. The press is like,
oh. But even more so over there. Even
is
more
it
so
worse over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think
it seems like it kind of broke itself here with all the actors and actresses who like really just use like Twitter and Instagram and TikTok to like speak their mind and like talk to fans themselves. Like press almost seems irrelevant nowadays.
That's right.
They're able to That's cut right. to their story, you know, from the mouth of the horse or whatever.
Yeah, like Chloe.
Yeah.
And Chrissy mouth Teigen. Like they all just basically answer for themselves. And yeah. they don't really like the press doesn't really have an opinion on anybody.
It's That's
like,
why it would have been so if what's her name? What's her sister Megan's sister in law's name? Which the
oh, oh not Kate, but
Williams Kate, right?
Kate. Yeah.
Princess Middleton. Kate. If she would have come out and said a few words, it would have been so nice.
Yeah.
All you had to do.
What if,
that's all she had to do.
And it's a younger generation taking on, no, we don't teach our children this. This is not how we're going to continue.
Yes.
This isn't us.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly hope that like Britney Spears gets justice for that purpose, because like the press basically like ruined her and controlled her life.
That's sad.
Ruined her.
Ruined.
Yes, ruined
completely.
Destroyed ruined her brain. Her.
Shamelessly, her. Too.
Like,
shamelessly. Yeah.
The media. Shamelessly. Because she's a woman. No other fella is going, no father is going to come in and take over the sons because the son is getting drunk or doing whatever. Guys do whatever they want. What did she do that they
boys
had to come in? Nothing. She did nothing.
She did nothing at all.
She did nothing. She and destroyed. Ed McMahon, she's 10 years old. Would you date me? Ha ha.
Oh my gosh, that's horrific.
Would you come and date me? Little? It's like,
you're a pretty little girl.
And then, who was it? Barbara Walters asking about if she had sex?
Yes.
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
And she handled it like pretty well. I mean, she was just like, wow.
Well,
she was outed by Justin Timberlake. It was awful.
Yes. They all.
And
she
was like, ooh, bro, you know, the reaction to that. Shame on you.
But she's a poor white trash from the South. So she is happy and thankful and grateful and Christian. So everything with her is like, she's honest. She's not cynical. Instead of, if she was from young, she'd be, hey, mind your own fucking business. Or how dare you? Or you're old enough to be my grandfather. Just speak. Yeah. But she's trying to be real and nice. So she's answering. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Would I date a, she's being like honest to these inappropriate.
Right.
Well, she should be defending herself. She's trying to be like honest and
exactly.
Be kind, keep the peace, be a nice young lady.
Go along with inappropriate behavior. So she's going along with inappropriate behavior that they're shoveling on her.
Yeah.
And no one's coming to her defense. Not her mother, not her father, no one.
No. Yeah. No.
They're making too much money off of her. Like, what?
Well, now the world is coming to her defense. And hopefully we can free Britney.
I know what a world we live in right now.
Well,
we're getting behind these causes lately. Just
being
like, coming together. Okay. Hopefully coming together more.
Not being a bystander.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't miss next week's episode with special guest Ed Westwick. And be sure to tune in Tuesday, June 8th for episode 4 of The Bystanders. Our neighbors at Noble Apartments are about to remember what they did last night.